alle Alice Schwarzer Fans und Unterstützerinnen mit Binnen-I dieser Welt aufgemerkt. Frau bekommt Rückenwind vom männlichen Geschlecht. In den USA behaupten zwei Soziologen, Feminismus ist eine feine Sache, denn dadurch, dass er die Gleichberechtigung fördert, entstehen nicht nur Nachteile für den Mann, sondern auch ganz handfeste Vorteile. Welche das sind, hat uns Michael Kimmel am Telefon erklärt. Er ist einer der beiden männlichen Pro-Feminismus-Vorreiter und findet, dass wir ihn auch im 21. Jahrhundert noch gut gebrauchen können, den Feminismus.
Well, I think that the idea of feminism is still relevant because women have not yet achieved full equality in every sphere. While women are far more equal today, both in Europe and in the United States, than they ever have been, it's still quite clear that, you know, we still have a long way to go for there to be full equality.
Feminismus ist immer noch wichtig, weil Frauen noch nicht überall die Gleichberechtigung erreicht haben. Zwar gibt es in Deutschland eine Frau an der Spitze des Staates, aber immer noch sind viele Bereiche vorhanden, in denen Männer und Frauen eben nicht gleichberechtigt sind oder gleich behandelt werden.
But there are still many, many old stereotypes, ideas, and also, of course, experiences like violence and sexual assault and sexual harassment in the workplace and discrimination in various areas. There are still many, many areas in which women are not yet equal. So feminism is simply a theory or an argument that this inequality based on gender is inappropriate because it's only based on social convention, not really, ultimately, fundamentally, based on real differences that are biological.
You and your colleague, you say that men could profit from feminism. In what way?
I think that we often think, that we are led to think very often, that gender equality is kind of a zero-sum game. And if women win, men will lose. And we believe that the evidence shows quite clearly that gender equality is not only, of course, obviously, a good thing for women, but also, quite clearly, a good thing for men. Men who are in gender-equal relationships, for example, report being much happier.
Viele denken, die Gleichberechtigung der Geschlechter sei ein Nullsummenspiel. Gewinnen die Frauen, verlieren die Männer. Aber wir haben herausgefunden, dass Gleichberechtigung nicht nur eine gute Sache für Frauen, sondern auch für Männer ist. Je gleichberechtigter die Geschlechter in einer Beziehung sind, desto glücklicher und gesünder sind auch die Männer.
The more equal our relationships, the healthier men are. Did you know that when men share housework and childcare, for example, they actually go to the emergency room less often, they're less likely to see a therapist, they're less likely to take drugs or drink, they're less likely to smoke, and they're less likely to take prescription medication.
I read your book, and one of my favorite points was education. Please tell us about Harvard professor Edward Clark.
Okay, well, the argument that women were not should not be admitted to the public sphere, whether it's the workplace or higher education, it's always been argued that women just can't do it, that women's bodies are incapable of withstanding the rigor of the workplace or the military or higher education.
Lange Zeit hieß es, Frauen seien den Anforderungen der Arbeitswelt oder des Militärs nicht gewachsen. Sie seien dafür nicht geschaffen. In einem Werk des Harvard-Professors Edward Clark hieß es Ende des 19. Jahrhunderts, dass gut ausgebildete Frauen zwar ein größeres Gehirn bekämen, gleichzeitig aber die Gebärmutter schrumpfe. Sie bekämen deshalb weniger Kinder. Das ist natürlich Unsinn. Heute wissen wir, das Einzige, das größer wird, sind die Möglichkeiten, die gut ausgebildete Frauen haben.
Would get bigger and heavier from all the education, and their wombs would shrink up. And now his evidence for this was really the best part. His evidence for this was that college-educated women had fewer children than non-college-educated women. So he argued, of course, you can see that it makes their wombs smaller and their brains bigger. Now, today, of course, we would say, no, it's not that their wombs got smaller and their brains got bigger. It's that their opportunities got bigger.
But what about the argument that it is still a problem of having women in a workplace, and at some point they want to have children and they have to pause their work?
Well, this is a really interesting question, because what it reveals is the assumptions we have of what makes the best kind of worker. We believe that the best worker is the unencumbered worker, the worker who could devote himself, and I'm specific there, devote himself 24/7 to the company, who always has his BlackBerry, always has his computer and his laptop and his iPad, and is always available, and that the best worker is the one who is always available. What we are learning from companies, from management, is that people who are balancing work and family are actually very good at time management. They're actually very good at working cooperatively. They're very good at multitasking. That is to say, it's actually advantageous to companies that people who are able to manage both, you know, balance work and family are actually more productive and better workers when they're in their workplace.
Oft werden Frauen nicht eingestellt, weil Firmenchefs denken, sie bekommen doch irgendwann Kinder und scheiden dann ganz oder zeitweise aus dem Unternehmen aus. Diese Leute haben die Vorstellung, der beste Arbeitnehmer muss immer erreichbar sein, das Handy und den Laptop immer griffbereit haben. Aber wir haben herausgefunden, dass Menschen mit Familien ein sehr gutes Zeitmanagement besitzen, kooperativ und flexibel einsetzbar sind. Sie sind deshalb produktiver als jene, die nur für die Arbeit und nicht in gleichberechtigten familiären Beziehungen leben. Wir brauchen also eine Unternehmensphilosophie, die Arbeit und Familie unter einen Hut bringt.
And it turns out that this is a complete bottom-line win-win issue for companies, because the more they support people's family lives, the happier the workers are, the less likely they are to leave, the happier, the more productive they are, and because they feel so valued.
You and your colleague, you state that men who are in a sexual relationship with a feminist have a better sex life. How to score a feminist?
I think it's true that men who are involved in more gender equal relationships report that they're happier with their sex life than men who are not.
Männer, die in gleichberechtigten Beziehungen leben, haben ein besseres Sexualleben. Das liegt daran, dass in diesem Fall beide Seiten sich gegenseitig als Ganzes akzeptieren. Nichts ist sexier als der ganze Mensch. Es geht also nicht darum, eine Feministin rumzukriegen, sondern ein Leben mit ihr zu führen, das beide Seiten erfüllt.
Who is capable of appreciating them for all of their strengths, for all of their integrity, for all of their of who they are. Nothing is sexier, at least to me, than being seen for the whole person that I am, as opposed to just some part or other.
Merken, unterstreichen, am besten noch mit Textmarker fett an der Wand posten. Der US-Soziologe Michael Kimmel im D-Radio-Wissen-Gespräch mit Alex Buchwald über die mannigfaltigen Vorzüge eines von Männern nicht nur akzeptierten, sondern sogar aktiv vorangetriebenen Feminismus. Selbstverständlich total uneigennützig.